Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024, 9.07 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined this morning in the studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. How about you?
A little wind blown today.
Yeah. Thursday morning, we were celebrating a really nice Wednesday, and yesterday was all right, but yeah, like you say, pretty windy.
I think the temperatures will drop, and we get all four seasons in a few hours.
Yeah. Yep, seems like it. But should be a great weekend anyways. Hope you make something great of your weekend regardless. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Got the latest out of the Blanding City Council meeting. Members of the Blanding City Council had a couple of items on their agenda, including an approval of an award of discretionary funds to go towards the San Juan Showcase ride. At their latest meeting, which was March 26th. The ATV ride event planned for the weekend of April 19th is put on by Blanding Business Sunrise Outfitting. Co-owners Josh and Lloyd Nielsen approached the council, sharing that the event is in its second year as a free ride, with the company covering the cost of permits and paying for the eight guides for that ride. The Nielsens shared that they put on the free event in hopes of showing off the area and bringing business to Blanding, with last year's event bringing hotel patrons and purchases at local businesses. The organizers are expecting 70 to 80 machines at the event and 130 to 180 people on the rides. Economic Development Director Ben Muehlstein for the City of Blanding shared that the event would bring in an estimated $3,000 in sales tax, with additional transient room tax coming in the amount that was not estimated. Sunrise estimated their cost to be over $8,000, with the company eating that cost last year. They asked for $4,800 in the request, with the council approving $3,200 in discretionary funds to go towards the event. Muehlstein shared, in working with Sunrise, that they've found possible future funding options for the event through state nonprofits, while Sunrise says their long-term goal is to be able to absorb the cost of the event annually. Members of the council approved the $3,200 in discretionary funds, noting that while this council has long had funds for projects such as this, they've had some difficulty in getting citizens' interest with those requests, usually limited to a two-month window in the early spring. At that same meeting, members of the Blanding City Council also discussed the draft management plan of the Bears Ears National Monument, the council made a plan to provide training to citizens who wish to comment on the plan. The 90-day public comment period on the draft plan is open now through June 11th. Again, the plan will guide management of the National Monument. Bureau of Land Management and Forest Services hosting 7 public meetings related to the draft plan, with open houses online and those happening locally at USU Blanding on April 23rd and Monument Valley High on May 16th. Other meetings taking place in Salt Lake, Arizona, and New Mexico. As part of the city council meeting, members of the council heard from Kendall Laws of the Utah Public Lands Policy Coordinating Office, or PLIPCO. Laws and the council made plans to provide 3 public trainings to provide effective comments for the draft plan. Laws outlined that form letters only count as a single comment, even if people send in the same letter thousands of times. Laws also shared letters don't have to be long, but can have an impact if written appropriately. City staff and council members tentatively scheduled workshop meetings for April 24th, May 15th, and June 5th, with workshops occurring from noon to 1 on those days and from 5 to 6 as well. Mayor Logan Monson added that the training is for all residents who want to provide a comment, saying, quote, "This isn't to give anybody an opinion. We're being clear about this. We're not trying to tell people what to think about this, but it's important we give effective comments." At the meeting, members of the council also approved a policy to establish guidelines for sending Blanding City utility accounts to collections when they are 90 days past due. So a big meeting there out of Blanding. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I've got a missing person alert in the Shiprock District of the Navajo Nation Police Department. 16-year-old Jaden Russell, listed at 5'6". The young man was last seen in the Indian Village housing in Shiprock, and last date of contact was on Tuesday. He left with his aunt in a black 2018 Kia Sorento. The vehicle was recovered in Farmington, but the young boy is still missing. So if you've seen 16-year-old Jaden Russell or have any information on his whereabouts, you're asked to call the Shiprock District of the Navajo Police Department at 505-368-1350. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Right next door to Walker's True Value.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, and Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our red-hot buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We got a lot of local news and happenings for you on this Friday morning, April 5th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in the San Juan Record Studio bringing you items. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. News out of Bluff and the Wildlands Conservancy. The group successfully acquired 320 acres in a Cottonwood Wash property last July, and a private landowner on adjacent 95-acre parcel joined with that conservancy. The private landowner said in a comment that they're delighted to work with the Wildlands Conservancy, and they're grateful for the team who are facilitating an ideal outcome for the owner's property, and for him, he said, a 30-year dream come true. Stowell donated her 95-acre property to be part of the Wildlands Conservancy Preserve at a significantly discounted price. That brings a preserve to a total of 415 acres, which now reaches from one canyon wall to the other, again, near the Bluff area, increasing the protection for the canyon and the surrounding landscape. The Wildlands Conservancy started working on the Cottonwood Wash acquisition in early 2022. Town of Bluff and its residents, they say, were fundamentally important to the success in the project. including helping supporting fundraising efforts throughout the campaign. Announcement there that the Wildlands Conservancy expanding their parcel of land there in Cottonwood Wash as part of their efforts.
Yeah, I mean, Bluff is where it is because Cottonwood Wash, Bluff straddles Cottonwood Wash, and so be able to secure that land that covers from the east to the west side of the cliff faces on that wash is really represents a significant property that now will be under conservancy.
Yeah, which again just means that it's conserved to continue as it is going forward.
Yeah,
so no development on it. Yep. Yeah, darn it. We thought we were going to get a Bluff Walmart in Cottonwood Canyon. Nope. Just kidding, of course. That's their efforts and years of those efforts, and they've, put together now a little over 400 acres as part of that conservancy project.
Yeah, I mean, that's a spectacular property up there, that original thing. I think it came from the Guyman family, and now with this Stoll addition to it, it really represents a significant thing for the Bluff community.
Yeah. Very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've got information from the state. You may be seeing this in other places as well, but public health officials are warning about a possible measles outbreak in the area. Utah public health officials are concerned about the potential for a measles outbreak in the state. As of the end of March, a total of 97 cases were reported in 17 states in the U.S., including nearby Arizona. And they say by comparison, in all of 2023, there were 58 cases nationwide. So cases almost more than double last year in the first 3 months. They state measles is the, of course, respiratory disease caused by a virus and very contagious. They say it's so contagious that if one person has it, 9 out of 10 who are around that person will also become affected if they are not protected either by immunization or prior illness. They say the MMR vaccine is 97% effective against measles when two doses are given, and really recommend that folks get that vaccine or make sure that they're up to date on their immunizations. Signs of measles, it can cause a rash and high fever and serious illness, especially in young children, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems. And again, a person who has measles can spread it to others even before they have symptoms. So again, state of Utah public health letting that information be shared. They note that measles signs and symptoms generally appear 10 to 14 days after exposure of the virus. And symptoms, again, include high fever, cough, runny nose, sore throat, red or watery eyes, and tiny white spots that appear on the inside of the mouth or inner lining of the cheek. And then a rash with small red spots generally begins 3 to 5 days after the signs of the illness start. Infected person can spread measles for up to 2 days before the rash appears and up to 4 days after the rash has been present. So if you suspect you have measles, call a healthcare provider for instructions. But it's on the rise throughout the U.S., and so definitely be cautious, be aware of those signs. And, MMR vaccine is 97% effective against the measles. So that's news out of the state health department.
Yeah, you don't want to get the measles. And it's one of the success of vaccines is we don't see these diseases anymore. So people may, we don't need a vaccination. And all of a sudden you get an outbreak. But so be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I've got more news and happenings throughout the area. The Navajo Police Department out of the Shiprock area sharing a report of Wednesday, a three-vehicle car crash reported in the district resulted in a child fatality. Alcohol impairment is suspected to be a contributing factor. So Navajo Police Department sharing that sad news and adding emphasis that uh, of the need to stop drinking and driving throughout the Navajo Nation and throughout the Red Rock area. So really tragic story there out of the Shiprock area. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more items for you this morning on the morning show. It's part of the morning show. We've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services tomorrow. In fact, there are graveside services at the Monticello Cemetery for Barbara Hall Pearson. They begin at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Barbara, age 79, of Monticello, Mexican Hat, passed away on March 5th. A celebration of life service for Claudia Bissett, age 70, of Moab, will be held on Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, April 5th, 2024, 9:28 a.m. on this Friday morning, Bill.
Yes, and it was 32 years ago today that the song we just heard, Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams, was the number one song. single by Williams. It was her third number one on the soul single chart and topped the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for 5 weeks in 1992. So that was a great song. Today is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. Of course, that's Chicago-style pizza. I don't know. What do you think, Dave? Are you a deep dish or a thin crust pizza guy?
Yeah, I like the thin. I mean, they both have their own merits, but I mean, deep dish is really more like a lasagna than a pizza for me. Uh-huh. Pizza's pretty flat in my book.
So pizza's to be eaten by hand in your book, and yeah, not with a fork.
Yeah, and preferably on a plate, not on a book. Yeah,
very good.
I feel like that might ruin your book if you.
Yeah, so. That's true. That could cause some damage over time. What about Detroit-style pizza? Do you like that? You had some last week.
Yeah, I think that's also better on a plate than a book. But I'm not. I haven't tried it, so I'll have to do it.
Well, try it today. It's National Deep Dish Pizza Day. There are quite a few great pizza places here in the Red Rock Country. You have to give some of them a try.
Yeah, I know there's some. I don't know what it is. It seems like they've got some sort of exchange program between Michigan and Colorado. There's a couple of Detroit style pizza places. I know there's one in Telluride and throughout the area. So some sort of exchange program going on. I don't know.
It's always good to have culinary exchanges. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I don't know that it is an exchange. Maybe it's just people from Michigan.
Maybe it's just people who know good pizza.
Yeah. No, they're people from Michigan. They make sure you know it. Yeah. You know, their restaurants have got the big M and yeah. So I don't know.
It's also Bell Bottoms Day. Man, that was a fashion trend in the 70s that thankfully went away. But Bell Bottoms is pretty good stuff. It's National Peeps Day. With Easter last week, I think you can probably get a really good deal on this. Maybe. How did they decide today is National Peeps Day? And it's that perfect, you're in that perfect sweet spot in that they're still in the stores,
mm-hmm.
but the stores want to get rid of them. And if you have a peep in about a month, you know it. They get crunchy pretty quick. So
I think that like a lot of these days, some of them, you know, move with it's the first Friday or whatever. I think they probably just picked April 6th. Most of the time we're going to get in front of Easter. But as we well know, Easter moves around each year,
yeah.
And I think that can throw them.
Yeah, and they may have decided to put it after Easter because the retailers are going, God,
gotta get rid of this
stuff.
We
overbought. What are we going to do with all these peeps?
Yeah,
you can bring them. I wonder if there's an R factor in peeps that you can insulate your house with them or something.
Maybe I know.
Just trying to be creative here on the morning show.
I've heard tell that if you put them in the microwave, they can get really large.
Yeah, and explode.
Yeah.
Now that's we disavow any responsibility for any peep microwave carnage that takes place.
Marshmallow microwaves you have.
Jeez. It's also Read a Roadmap Day. That's a skill set that I'm afraid is going. We've got a lot of backcountry maps here at the San Juan Record Office where our studios are, and so we still sell a few maps, but man, they've been replaced by those handheld devices that rule our world. But
yeah, we'll send a truck up the Moki Dugway, get it stuck.
Yeah,
from time to time. So yeah, probably good to know a little bit about where you're driving.
On this day in history, Julius Rosenberg and Ethel Rosenberg were sentenced to death for espionage on this day in 1951. On this day in 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar surpassed Wilt Chamberlain as the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. Of course, he was passed by LeBron James last year. on this day in 1792, George Washington issued the first presidential veto in U.S. history, rejecting legislation concerning redistricting stuff. So.
Mm.
Kind of interesting. The Mayflower departed from England on this day in 1621 on their way to eventually landing in Plymouth, starting that colony up there. So anyway, kind of a interesting day in history. Also on this day in 1994, singer Kurt Cobain died. That was kind of a seminal moment in all of a sudden 1994 is well within what we do on classic hits radio, and
we
hear Kurt Cobain every once in a while. Birthdays today. Pharrell Williams' birthday is today. He's 51 years old. I'm sure he's happy.
Yeah. Great
Hollywood actress Betty Davis was born on this day in 1908. She died in 1989. Her full name was Ruth Elizabeth Davis. Betty Davis.
Hmm.
Astronaut Judith Resnick was born on this day in 1949. She died in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger, or was it the Columbia?
The Challenger exploded.
In 1986. So two of them have exploded. But she was killed in that first explosion. Local birthdays today for Suzanne Hunt, Maddie Bowering, Ryan Crowley, Donya Brooks, and weekend birthdays for Colleen Jones, Denise Peterson, Brian Adams, and Jerrica Redd. We also want to say happy birthday today for Wes. This is weekend birthdays for Wes Buffington, Thomas Shear, Cheryl Ayers, Tristan Jamin, Levi Garcher, TJ Spitzer, and Bentley Montgomery. Happy birthday to all of you. If you want to give a birthday shout out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Of course, we broadcast live every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., but we package the broadcast and put it on a podcast, and a lot of people read it on or listen to it on a podcast. You can listen to a podcast on your time. You know, it's not appointment radio. You have to be there at 9 o'clock. So email us at info@redrock92.com, and we can get you signed up for the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you can also get it on a lot of your major podcast networks, and you can find it on the website, redrock92.com.
Some other additional radio housekeeping that we've done, put in a new transmitter yesterday at Sand Flats in Moab, so have a new strong signal, and should be able to pick up Red Rock number 92 in more areas of the Moab Valley.
Yeah.
So we have our regular, we're at 92.7, but we also have a translator in the Moab Valley at 101.5 and in Cortez at 96.1. So
very good.
It's good to get that, and want to thank Bubba Bertosh for his assistance in that.
Yeah. Yep.
Good man.
Yep. Well, very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you. We'll send you over to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab, or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab, integrity you can count on.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring for multiple positions. The Synergy Company is proud to partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed quality childcare to our employees with a generous employer subsidy. Red Rock Tots is also open to the public and is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. To enroll your child, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment info, visit thesynergycompany.com.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The Grand County baseball team swept North Summit in a 2A East doubleheader on Wednesday, 20-1 and 13-3. Yesterday, Montezuma Cortez opened the Trent Gosha Invitational in Roaring Fork with an 11-0 win over the hosts. The Grand County softball team beat Monticello 17-1 yesterday, and the Red Devil boys soccer team shut out San Juan 5-0 in a couple showdowns between local rivals. All the RPI standings are active now, and we have six teams in the top 10 of their respective standings. The San Juan baseball team is up to third place in the Utah 2A with a 10-4 record. Grand County is fifth with a 10-6 record. In the 2A softball standings, San Juan is fourth with a 4-3 record. Grand is ninth with a 5-4 record. The Grand County boys soccer team is 6-2 on the year after their win yesterday, and they're ranked sixth in the Utah 2A. And the Dove Creek baseball team is seventh in the Colorado 1A with a 3-2 record. Today, the San Juan softball team is hosting North Sevier in a 2A Central doubleheader. The Montezuma Cortez baseball team continues the Trent Gosha invite with a matchup against Grand Junction Central. The Panther girls soccer team is hosting Ignacio, and the San Juan boys tennis team is on the road at Wasatch Academy. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024, 9:47 a.m. on this Friday morning. And that was a local sports report. Our thanks to Rhett Sifford putting that together and taking a look at the regional sports report now. It's the Final Four starts tonight, Bill.
Yeah, we've got a weekend of basketball that should be pretty fun. As we mentioned earlier, I mentioned that it's the first time it's ever happened that a team's made it, both the boys and women, men's and women's team, to the Final Four. Of course, that's not true. That's happened quite often. It's the first time it had ever happened for North Carolina State. But interestingly enough, UConn also qualified both teams to the Final Four. So, and that's happened quite a bit. UConn's a powerhouse, of course.
Yeah, but, in both.
But it's happened 13 times, I think. Georgia, Duke, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan State, LSU, Louisville, Syracuse, South Carolina, and now North Carolina State, and of course UConn. They won it. They both teams made it in 2004, and both teams won it in 2004.
Hmm.
Both teams made it in 2014, and both teams won it in 2014. So we had 2004, 2014. Now we're in 2024.
Hmm.
Maybe something with fours that UConn is going to win it twice.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe. Very good. Again, it's the morning show, looking at some other regional news, regional sports news, that is. Denver Nuggets were defeated last night by the Clippers, 102-100. And in action tonight, let's see, the Phoenix Suns hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at 8. The Jazz are in Los Angeles taking on the Clippers at 8:30 this weekend. Denver hosts Atlanta. That tips off at 7 on Saturday. And then Sunday, looks like the Jazz are in Golden State taking on the Warriors. Phoenix Suns hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. And that's NBA weekend. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, our regional teams, World Series runner-up, the Arizona Diamondbacks, are 4-3, second in the NL West, and they are in Atlanta this weekend taking on the Braves. First game is tonight at 5:20 p.m. is that opening pitch. And Colorado Rockies, meanwhile, they are 1-6, fifth in the NL West. They are in Denver this weekend hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. First game starts today at 2 o'clock. Well, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.